You must be 18 or older to listen to this podcast.
When I snap my fingers, I want you to sit down on this big fucking tent pole, and I want you to sit down all the way.
Matt and Ouija.
No hesitation. You get that thing lined up with that butthole, and you sit straight down all the way.
That's right. It's time for the big gay sex show, the two big studs themselves.
You know what I want. Now give it to me.
Give it to them, guys. And here
now
they are. Matt and Ouija.
Sit. I want you to sit all the way fucking down on it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Care of it. Sit. Let daddy take care of it. Welcome to the Big Gay Sex Show, the daddy years. And here I am, Big Daddy, the podcast that tells you everything you ever wanted to know about gay sex.
And everything you still don't.
He's Matt. I'm Ouija. The hot dog.
Oh, God,
flew
can't
down.
Even do it. The hallway, the hot dog flew down. You know, hot dog in the hallway. Hot dog
this
in a hallway.
Hot dog
I
always
know.
Fills that
I
hallway.
Know. Yeah.
Doesn't matter how big
did you,
it is.
Did you, the song that I did you get did you hear that reference in it?
Yes, I did.
I thought that was funny.
So anyways, my ex-husband
oh,
got
God,
syphilis again.
Oh, God, here we go.
So anyways, so, you know, just
allegedly.
Folks,
no.
No, allegedly. So folks, just remember, you know, check on your ex-husbands.
No, don't.
And, you know, make sure that they are still getting their STI checks.
How
I'm
many
kidding.
Times is this now?
I honestly think that so my ex-husband, who lives in Florida now, he has regular issues with syphilis. So I think maybe he might just, you know, be, because what the doctors keep saying is they say, hey, you got syphilis, we're going to give you these painful shots in your butt. And because, I mean, what they do is they fill
he's
you up.
He's used to taking big knee things in his butt.
Yeah, he's used to taking big loads in his butt. This is loads of antibiotics, which makes you feel really shitty, and it hurts like a bitch because they have to put so much in there.
Yeah.
But what they tell him is, you know, come back in 2 weeks, and we got to check you again. He never shows back up.
What?
So
that's cray-cray.
That is cray-cray. But that's my ex-husband. So
okay,
I'm not
so
to trash him
it,
too hard.
So you think it's pretty much just an ongoing rather than a getting it again and again and again and again?
Folks, he makes bad choices, and he is the king of bad choices.
As we all do sometimes.
I mean, the only choice, really good choice he made was marrying me, but he screwed that over too. Anywho, so this is called the Bitter Ex-Husband cast. So we're still friends enough to where he lets me know about his life. And yes, he has made some stupid choices with some of the men he fucks around with. So I don't think necessarily that he's got an ongoing issue as much as he keeps going back to the same tricks that keep giving him the same diseases. So just, you know, folks, just a reminder, please go out and get your STI checks on a regular basis.
You know, if you're getting it repeatedly from the same guy or guys, move on.
Well, but I think where he's at, there's just like there's a small pool of folks.
With big ones big enough to hit the sides of his
pool. Yep, to fill that hallway. So anyways, but yeah, so there's my little PSA.
Okay.
You know, go get yourself tested.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor, respect yourself, and respect those you
play with. Respect yourself.
And hey, if you feel like you're one of those people that is easily prone to it, get, you know, DoxyPep.
Well, that's what I was freaking saying, and I think I may have mentioned it to somebody who, you know, we mutually know, and said, oh, this happened again. And the first thing I said was, bitch, get yourself some DoxyPep. Come on.
Yep, it's
if you're
going
to screw around with somebody who's repeatedly giving you something,
yep,
take DoxyPep.
Absolutely.
Like, it's so simple. But
and, you know, doctors are not going to give you a dirty, dirty lecture.
No.
Some might, but I mean, majority of, you know, folks are on this now. It's not just a gay thing. It's also a
Well, yeah, absolutely. That's so true. That is very true.
DoxyPep is a thing.
But
check it out.
Our community needs it. So
our community doesn't get tested enough. So
that's true.
Get your ass to the doctor.
Hey, we haven't done it for a while. Let's talk about Patreon.
Oh yeah,
offers listeners a way to support creators like us and receive rewards not open to the general public, like photos, videos, books, audio, and other shit. As well as a vintage podcast archive from 2007. Oh, wow. As long as you're like the second level and up, you can access that. And you can become a patron for as little as $1 a month and get, you know, sexy pictures of Ouija and Daddy Clayton and yeah, all sorts of fun stuff. And we're doing like we're
Daddy
trying
Daddy
to...
Clayton or Boy Clayton.
You know, we never really settled on that. I'd go for boy, but you know what? Yeah, he's old enough to do the daddy if he wants.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's definitely a bottom daddy.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily mean you're a boy. So, a boy, B-O-I, B-O-Y.
I don't know. We'll have to have that conversation.
Yes, we will. We'll have to get him
officially
here with us.
So we want to thank our current patrons
we
and
do?
Welcome.
Wait, we're not done.
For yes, you were, actually.
$1 a month. Go over to patreon.com/BGSS, and we are trying to post something like every few days or, you know, like, so all of us are posting. We're all having fun with it. Really enjoying how the community is responding and growing on our Patreon. So anyway, hey.
Growing like my penis. So we want to thank. Can I get to this part?
Please.
Can I thank people?
Please do.
Can we do that today?
Can you be thankful?
I'm being thankful. I have an attitude of gratitude, as you should as well.
Uh-huh.
But not telling you how to live, but I am. We want to thank our current patrons and welcome our newest patrons.
And
well, how about we just all patrons?
Yeah, that works.
And thanks to Steve, John.
Oh my God.
Clayton and Dave for being our most active patrons this month.
And you know what? Oh, no, I won't go there.
Why not?
Because that might out somebody. Okay.
Oh.
So.
We're not going to out anybody?
No, I mean in a nice way, but, you know.
Okay.
Privacy.
Anyway,
hey, welcome to our free patrons. And also, just a heads up that we are redoing our Patreon incentives again because... we are in desperate need of a new computer, one that can handle the shit that we do, and you know,
oh, it's gotta be big
hookups and all that fun stuff. So we're going to be looking into doing that very quickly, and we need to raise some fundage for it. So
so if there's any rich men out there, just let me know.
Yes,
let's have a party.
But we will be having a few things on Patreon that you can just do a one-time buy thing for, so it'll be a little bit more pricey.
Not a party and play, but we will have a party.
And then Ouija will reward you in some fun ways.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah. Lap dances.
Well, let's keep it reasonable.
Well, lap dance is a lot more reasonable than me whoring my body.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about
it. Yeah. There's no whoring people.
You know, the bad thing is that at a certain age, when you try to do the gyration as you're doing a lap dance, you just hear that.
Your hip locks.
You just hear the ee.
Oh, that ain't happening here.
Hey.
Yeah, what?
I want to send.
Yeah, you want to send
a
stuff?
Huge fucking. Thank you. Shout out to Alex over at Bader Bomb.
Alex.
He surprised me with, and it was funny kind of because we joked on the last show how, you know, I'm like talking about how great the unscented Bader Bomb was that I got. And I said, oh, he didn't send me anything special in it though. You know, the way he does you, he takes care of you. And then the next thing I know, like literally a few days later, I get a package from him.
Aww.
And it has two great big things of unscented Bader Bond in it.
Aww.
Alex, thank you so much.
Alex, I love you, man.
I love this stuff so much. I mean, I can't say enough. And that's one of the things is when we talk about Bader Bond, we're not being paid to, we're not, you know, we love the product.
You know, but
so
if
much.
He wanted to pay me in sex, I would be totally, totally.
Yeah,
acceptable.
And I would
Alex
watch.
Is hot,
I would happily.
Partner is hot too.
I would happily watch that, and
so
that
so
would
he,
be. Yeah, but seriously, Thank you, Alex. That was so amazing. So you've changed my life. And the unscented, anybody that's sensitive, this stuff is awesome.
And if you're not sensitive, yeah. I just cracked open a new one and it smells divine. It smells like fire in my crotch. And considering I'm a ginger...
You've had fire in your crotch before, but you keep saying...
I was born.
Oh, it's a nickel allergy. But he also included a little note that said, you boys are the best. So,
thank and you. He, you're the best, baby.
Truly. Oh, and then, of course... He sent me a little note on Blue Sky and asked me to make sure that I got it. And like, I'm like thinking, oh, well, we'll say thank you on the show. And I'm like, well, duh, I could have actually messaged him. But you know, with businesses, you don't think necessarily that they actually see, like they have somebody working. But never mind. Point is, I didn't think that I should have just used Blue Sky. So thank you for reaching out on there, too.
Always use Blue Sky for Alex. Yes, and you know, actually, folks, if you know, that's another little piece, too, is if you want some fun pictures, go to their Blue Sky. They got a great Blue Sky. Because, I mean, people like myself who use BaderBomb on a regular basis are flashing, you know, their swords and their Bader-esque, you know, behaviors. And it looks fantastic. And there's nothing more beautiful than a slick peen, you know? Huh. I mean, in my world, I think it's just... I mean, it's the most beautiful thing, too. And there's another guy on there, too, on Blue Sky, who doesn't just grease his peen, he greases his balls, too. And it's gorgeous. I don't know. There's just something about a greased peen and a greased set of balls. Just beautiful.
Anyways. Especially when they're greased with my cum.
Huh. I would think that would be glazed, but greased, okay.
Yeah, it works.
I don't think you shoot the grease. I think you shoot the glaze, baby.
Yeah.
Glaze it like a donut.
Well, we have a lot of fisters.
Oh, my gosh. Mind's on
listener, listener feedback. What I was trying to say.
Fistener feedback.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be funny, actually, if we were a fisting podcast. We could just have fisteners.
Yeah, I would just spend the whole time with my fisteners. Eyes closed going, no. Especially the way that they punch fuck. Some guys take that punch fuck thing, and I'm just like, you're going to hurt.
So that was the other day. The other day, I'm like, so I've got a new pump.
Okay? Oh.
So, I used to have, like, pump parties with myself, you know? Or if, you know, a cool guy was, like, wanting to pump, too, we would just sit there and pump together, you know? Of course, we ended up going, you know, doing everything. But pumping with somebody is really fun. So, I mean, if you're kind of like me and not really big on the whole, I'm not really a side, I go all the way, you know? Hmm. But actually, a fun activity really is. I mean, jacking off with somebody's fun. But pumping with somebody is really fun. And I forgot how much fun that is. So I've been, like, pumping here and there. Not too much, because, you know, when you pump too much, your dick looks freaky. It just looks like a blown-out tire.
Yeah.
And
poor Al Parker.
Yeah. No, he had beautiful cock, and then sometimes he would just overdo it. But,
yeah
pump party, you really got to be, like, 5 minutes on, you know, 20 minutes off. You know what I mean? You got to, like, kind of gauge your length of time with
it. So when you're pumping, do you actually go so far as to pump up the jam? Pump it up. Get a move on, baby.
Oh, there's
pump
jam.
Up the jam.
Oh, there's definitely jam. Because you got to have it slightly greasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's jam.
So do you ever come while pumping, or?
You know, I haven't. Well, I mean, I've always had one of the suction self, you had to pump it yourself.
Oh, yeah.
But I had a gentleman friend over, and he actually brought over his brand new self-sucking.
Yeah.
Now,
does it move back and forth? It was
just a pump.
Okay.
But the air compressor in it is, there's an air compressor in it.
Okay.
That sucks the air out. So you're not using the plunger itself.
Right.
So you don't need two hands to do it. You just pop it on, and you really don't need any hands to do it. It's pretty much hands-free. But the beautiful thing about it is that they're now at the point, the technology is so good that you can energize it just using any power cord.
Okay.
So, well, not any power cord, but
the standard universal power cords that we're using now. Anyways, but it's pretty magnificent. I don't have to worry about, like, you know, it being a huge problem. Anyways, but where I was going with it, so I was sitting there, like, playing with the pump, and because it was brand new, and so, you know, you got to play with it, right? So I was laying on the bed in the spare room, because the spare room's got the TV, because I was raised that you don't have a TV in your bedroom. So.
Idiot. I mean, yeah.
Now, I mean, that's only because, you know, there's a distraction, but here's the dumb thing. So, here's a little side note. Here's my ADD moment. Anyways, let me jump to another, you know. So I put on my tablet, you know, to read me stories through the night. So, I mean, it doesn't really... Having a TV has been kind of circumvented with having a tablet in the room. So, anywho, back to the spare room. But the spare room is set up to be my masturbatorium and, you know, the spare bedroom for family and whatnot when they stay over. And also my sex den, you know. So I was, like, watching this one porno. I was so excited because this guy was so hot. He was, like, that guy next door hot, you know. And you're like, oh, damn. Is he going to get fucked
Jordan
or what?
Grant. Yeah.
And so he walks on. He looks gooby as fuck. He's one of those guys that they put in, like, you know, clothes that are, like, way too big. You know what I mean?
So it was your ex.
And so, so once the clothes come off, you're like, damn, he's hot. And then all of a sudden they start to... just fist fucking him. I'm like, God.
Oh, man.
Warning us. You know? Because, I mean, they were, like, literally to the elbow. Like, I mean, it was like, there was, like, no setup. I was like, God damn, this guy is really loose, you know? There was no setup at all. There was no, like, night, one finger, two finger. Now it was just like, boop, cha, you know? It's right up his butt. And it was like, okay, that's a little much. But should be a little bit of warning. Because, honestly, it was a men. It was a men's film. You know, M-E-N, you know?
Oh, usually their stuff is so a little bit more, you know, PG or
on the
PG,
vanilla side.
Yeah, vanilla.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
So, anywho, I'm sorry.
No,
return to our normally scheduled programming.
Watch somebody, you know, about really hot, about to get fucked, and suddenly they're punching them in the butt, and I'm just like, oh, a little, you know,
well,
not even a tease, not even a tentacle, just a whole, you know, Ursula's. Going to town. All right. Hey, one of our listener feedback. Hey, guys, absolutely love listening to your show and the banter back and forth. You guys cracked me up. Thank you. Specific question, other than Grindr or X, where is a good spot to find other guys who are into feet worship and have their feet worshipped? Thanks. And I don't know if we talked about that one on the last show, but I wanted to make sure.
Not feet, no.
That that he got some love from us. So.
Yeah, so let's talk about feet. So I enjoy feet. I like to massage feet.
Yeah,
because you're a good looking feet. You know.
Ouija, I recently heard an episode where you mentioned putting your feet on a guy's face while you have sex with him. That's super hot. Are you into that? Could you elaborate on it? Are you into feet?
Okay, so then, yeah, so I enjoy looking at nice feet, you know what I mean? And nice feet could be just as simple as a nice pedicure. If you don't have the greatest nails, you can actually get a nice pedicure that will take care of that issue. You know, so a nice pair of feet is fucking hot. Guys in flip-flops, that turns me on to no avail. And I feel bad because I'm one of those people that will, like, literally stop. Like, look. So, they're like, oh my God. So, anywho, yes, there is a sexual position, doggy style, on the side of the bed where I will, I am limber enough to get my one of my feet onto their back of their head.
Right.
And hold them down while I fuck them.
Yeah, I see that in porn a lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hell, I think I, well, oh, I thought I had a picture or two on Blue Sky. Anyway.
I don't know if you have a picture of that on Blue Sky, but I've seen pictures of you doing it.
You got to put a bottom in their place
very
sometimes.
Limber.
You got to be respectful to certain ones, and then you got to be mean to the other ones.
Well, the ones that you tend to do that with, I agree with you. They need to be put in their place.
Yeah, there's some that are very, they're spicy, extra spicy.
I mean,
spicy.
It's bad enough they're taking your dick, but...
You know, exactly. I'm like, you know, if you're still like this and you're taking my dick, then... You need more punishment, bitch. You
right.
Know, so.
Yeah. Some of your dirty talk is very fun sometimes with certain people.
Yeah. Well, you got to be, you know, you got to put them in their place. You got to remind them who they are.
That's right.
Remind them that they're just a nasty, naughty boy.
That's true.
So,
that's...
and by boy, I mean B-O-I.
Yes.
Men of age.
So, you love it. You love the feet stuff. You're into feet.
I like to massage
feet. But yeah, I don't, my little thing. I tried to find some places to recommend for you, and mostly it's social media. If you find the groups that are more into feet,
yeah. Blue Sky has, you know, several feet centric
foot fetish groups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, and just foot fetish individuals, you know.
Yeah,
I mean like actually I would have came prepared with Bare Feet Bear Hunter.
Oh yeah! In fact, you know what? I thought we were going to give him a shout out, like a recommendation. But
yeah, there's some guys.
But
on...
I wasn't able to find his on Blue Sky.
Continue. Yeah. So on Blue Sky there's many on there. Honestly, if you wanted to go, there are foot fetishists on Scruff.
Mm.
You can always go on Scruff and, like, you know, find a convenient way to, like, put your face and your feet on, same, profile pic. And mm-hmm. trust me, if there's a side of feet on a profile pic, you will get people that appreciate feet.
Yeah. If it's a really hot, beautiful, manly, well-kept foot, I'm down, But usually the groups that I find... fetishize the feet more than the naked and the feet.
Yeah. Well, so not too long ago, a gentleman showed up. A gentleman caller showed
out
up.
Out of the blue.
And, like, knock, knock, hey, can I come in? And his fetish... Like,
look at my feet!
Well, his fetish was literally that. He wanted to be so submissive.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen this. So his whole life, he's been a top.
Okay.
Until recently. And somebody pinned him down, fucked the hell out of him, and he's now...
In a consensual way, of course, I hope.
Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
But now he kind of tends to be more bottom at this point.
Okay.
So he wanted to show up, and he wanted to suck on my feet.
Hmm.
I've never had my feet sucked before.
Lame.
Not officially.
Okay.
I mean, so he literally took... I have a size 13 foot, folks. He literally took half my foot
Brag.
And jammed it down his mouth.
Oh.
Like, literally. And I have a wide foot, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this gentleman took... I thought I'd be ticklish. Somehow, he magically did not hit the tickle spots. But I wasn't... It was fascinating. But that level of submissiveness isn't required for me.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't do a lot for me. The fact that you're putting your, your presenting your whole to me is the level that I enjoy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you want to go out and wash my truck in a jock strap, trust me, I'll totally let you do it. I'd be totally about it. But I don't require you to do that level of submission,
Yeah.
But.
So.
Yeah. So anyways, he was shoving both my feet not at the same time, but he separately did my feet, and I'm like, hey, that's cool and all, but can you just fucking bend over?
So it didn't really do anything for you at all?
No, it's kind of fascinating. Just, I mean, I don't know how... His mouth didn't seem that big, and I was like, oh, don't crack your lips. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sides of your lips when, I was like, oh,
that's a lot of fun. Did you wash your feet before?
I didn't think it was going there.
Okay.
So, I mean, not like my feet were dirty, but I was walking around in flip-flops.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's actually, in a way, it's cleaner than wearing socks and shoes, but then another way, it's dirty. What I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah.
So you don't have the stink of, not that my shoes and socks stink, but, you don't have the toe jam or whatever. You know what I mean? You don't have the weird stuff that, culminates in a hot shoe.
Of course, yeah.
Versus, a foot that's been walking around, an inch away from the ground, barefoot,
Yeah. So. Yeah, well, yeah. I get it.
Well,
I was about to tell about a BDSM post on Blue Sky that I found that I clicked the link and went to a story I did not want to read, but we're going to keep it big, gay, sexy.
All right.
So, anyway, hey, you know what? Real quick, we want to get into, Mr. Phoenix Dave, one of our favorite people here, see if I can get this to, sent in some photos. Starting with this one, these are photos that are that he now has on his wall, and this is like a bathhouse photo with a lot of naked guys who all seem to have the same face.
A classic Greco bathhouse.
Yes, and which is very, very cool. This is another one that he has on his wall, which is kind of BDSM-ish, and it's a guy, very hot guy actually, who's wrists are tied as he sits in the bathroom. And then some other prints where, you know.
Neat.
So, yeah, those were really cool. So thank you for sharing those, Mr. Dave.
We love that shower.
And then he sent in some photos of him.
And hello.
And his beautiful, big, awesome peen and bush. And I loved the bush. I love the bush. And also, he and his husband went on the Carnival cruise.
Oh,
so,
neat.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yes. So, thank you for those. We truly appreciate, you know, peen pics. We're down.
Oh, yeah. We love the peen.
Totally there. Let's see if I can get back to the right size there. Oh, I got so big. He also wrote in and said, I'm at that age, let's be honest. I've been there for several years, where a hot shirtless guy, or I see a hot shirtless guy and think to myself out loud, hey, daddy. Then I pass him and I realize that I'm 20 to 30 years older. Since I'm the older, non-hairy top, I don't know if I'm considered a daddy or not. Yes. Daddy is a state of mind. In my opinion, what do you think?
Oh, you know, honestly, I mean... Yeah, the daddy thing, it totally is a state of mind.
Because, I mean, I've been with guys that are like, well, I don't want to say half. Yeah, probably at this point, maybe half my age, who are so into I'm the daddy. And I'm like, okay. And it worked.
Yeah.
But, you know, just, well, it's not always an age thing.
Wanting to call me daddy. So, I mean, yeah, it depends on mental space at some point.
Well, I think it's just because you're so domineering.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've got guys that are older than me calling me, you know, and call me daddy, and that's fine.
Yeah.
It depends on, you know, them, you know? I mean, some of them, you know, I'll be like, you call me king, you know, because are like so...
King. No king's day.
It's only one king. It's me. So, but yeah. So.
That queen is the king.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the Viking.
Yeah. Anyway, it's not just you that does that. In fact, I look at Blue Sky and stuff, and I'm looking at, you know, 40 year old guys, and I'm like, oh fuck yeah, daddy. And then I'm like, oh.
My neighborhood's got a whole bunch of young dads running around, you know, pushing around strollers or walking the dogs and whatnot. And I'm, you know, there's a couple I'm just like, damn, daddy, you know. And I don't think of it as necessarily like a, you know what I mean? I think it's just, honestly, it is a term of respect. Sometimes.
Well, it
sometimes
can be.
It's a term of respect.
But to me, it's a state of mind, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like if you feel that state, if you feel that energy, that's totally cool. So, anyway, thank you so much for that, Mr. Phoenix Dave. And he also says... He has some other kinks and stuff like that. But anyway, I don't think that part's for the show, so we will move on to more listener feedback, right?
Sounds delightful.
You're never gonna believe this. Okay, so, good afternoon, gents. I recently discovered your podcast, and I think it's fantastic. Oh, you're so sweet. I'll suck your dick. Okay, I actually laugh out loud when it's just about every episode, okay? I'm also old, 65, a young 65, but 65, good for me. In any case, I was just listening to an episode before, just before the introduction of Daddy Clayton. It brought to mind a question. There was a hot guy I remembered from renting videos, a Falcon Star, blonde twink, which we called chickens back in the day. I remember that whole chicken hawk.
Oh,
remember
that?
And I believe it was a William Higgins production. He was the bottom in a scene with Chad Douglas on a rowing machine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I much later saw him in a film of unknown name as a daddy type, very hot, and he was outside using a garden hose as a douche and squirting out, thankfully clear. I think I remember that scene.
Yeah.
Clear water. I was wondering if you knew his name. I think it was Kevin something. Anyway, sorry for the long email. I tend to be loquacious, but there's more. One other thing, please. On a previous episode, you were discussing Jack Wrangler. Oh, yes. How could we not discuss Jack Wrangler? Whom I worshipped. You'd mentioned he was married to a woman. She wasn't just any woman. She was Margaret Whiting. She had something like 40 top hits in the 40s and 50s. She also knew of his career and proclivity for men. I saw her in an interview once, and she said something to the effect that she knew he was gay, and he did his thing, but when they were together, he was her husband, and that they were in love. I hope this doesn't come across as pompous. Nope. I just adore her, and obviously him. Thanks you for a great and informative podcast, which actually helps make people happy.
We're like Twizzlers. We make mouths happy.
I know, right?
So I will tell you. That's
the
Kevin.
Only place I get my news these days, and that was from Rudy. So thank you, Rudy.
Thank you, Rudy. So you're looking at Kevin Williams. So Kevin Williams is the one that you're looking for.
Right.
Kevin Williams, and he had three contemporaries. There are two contemporaries that would usually do things with him. Kevin Williams, and then the other two. I don't remember their names, but Kevin Williams is the one you're talking about. He did a lot of stuff with Chad Douglas, and he did quite a number of films during that period. I'm pretty sure that he went out the way that most people did during that period.
Yeah.
But he was quite something, and a beautiful man. Oh, actually, no, that's true. He did not go out that way, because I look him up real quick. Is that what you're doing?
Yes, Daddy.
Okay. Good boy. Good boy. But you're right. He did go on to do some Falcon stuff later on when he got older. So I think he might have been one of the ones that wasn't hit as hard as the rest.
It says that he's 60. He was born in 1965.
Oh.
And he is 60 years old, and he's still alive.
So oh, wow. Okay.
Maybe this is Kevin writing in, and he's really, you know, just...
Hey, I mean, God, we'd
a pseudonym.
We'd be fanboying out.
I know, right?
But yes. Kevin Williams, I'm so glad to hear that he made it through, because I know a lot of the contemporaries that he did a lot of stuff with didn't make it. So
he was
taking a load of dicks. So he really must have lucked out, or he lucked out with the meds.
There's one in the water scenes that
right
there. Wow.
He was quite prolific during that period. Yeah. So I'm very impressed that he luckily made it.
He got older, got a little facial hair. He's totally hot for me.
Yeah, I always want to know where they ended up. You know what I mean? That's really, I think, one of the greatest things that the ones that did make it, you know, where did they end up? I know, you know, because once in a while I'll come across a story that talks about where they end up. You know, they're like living on the coast, their best life, you know, making furniture or, you know, doing fun stuff, you know, painting art, you know, doing all kinds of neat stuff. And I'm so happy to hear that, because I really am not one of those people that ever believed that if you do porn, that somehow makes you a bad person. You know, there was a whole, you know, that growing up, there was a lot of people who felt that way, but it was because of the, you know, taboo of making porn, right?
Well, yeah, totally. I mean,
they somehow made it a moral issue instead of a, you know,
like all that big shit a few years ago about, like, oh my God, we found out that, you know, this mother was doing OnlyFans or something, so we ostracized all her kids, and like, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
fuck you.
Yeah.
And thank you for the little talk about Margaret and and Jack Wrangler. Jack. I did actually watch. I think you might have been referring to the interview that was with, like, there was a Jack Wrangler, like, you know, a little documentary or something like that. I watched that. And yeah, I think they were pretty awesome together. I mean, you know, I think they really loved each other. So very cool. Thank
you.
Yeah,
I mean, I think it's quite possible to love a woman. I mean, but, you know.
I'm sorry. What? It's quite possible to love a woman.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, if that's your thing, we won't judge you. Yeah. No, of course. Yeah, yeah, totally. All right. Hey, guys, longtime listener here. Thank you so much for coming over to this platform. My biggest regret after I deleted X was not being able to see Ouija naked anymore. That's your biggest regret. No. Anyway, would love to follow both of you guys, but you weren't finding my profile. So, and that comes from Ray. Hey, Ray.
Ray.
Yeah, I have a Blue Sky profile, but I don't really use it because I'm doing the usually on the Big Gay Sex Show one.
Yeah, he does a lot more on the Big Gay Sex Show.
Yeah,
the one for Blue Sky. Yeah, no, I did delete my ex, and that's for, you know, I don't want to say for political reasons, but yeah, political reasons.
Yeah,
and I mean, to be completely transparent, I just, yeah, I don't want to feed into a
negativity, certain
owner's ego,
right?
And so, yeah, I am on Blue Sky. I try to regularly post. Try to do the Fat Cock Friday, because that's really a big thing. Hashtag FCF.
Yeah. Oh, what was the one I tried to start today? What was this? Is Thursday?
Thursday? I think
Deep Throat Thursday. Huh. And I was posting some pictures of, like, you know, guys taking it deep in their throat. But, yeah, I think there's too many of hashtags out there. Nobody was interested. Hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of hashtags out there, but the one that seems
Deep Throat Thursday.
Well, the three major ones for Blue Sky are Monochromatic Monday.
Oh, brother.
Where you take, you know, your picture and you just, you know, black and white it. And then, you know, your hump day, hashtag hump day.
Yeah.
Which is Wednesday, so you show off your ass. Which I haven't shown off my ass there yet.
That's okay.
Isn't that weird?
I'm not.
I don't think anymore, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I just have, like, a football player ass.
I just feel the vortex pulling me
in. So, anyways, and then, of course, there's Fat Cock Friday, which is FCF. Mm-hmm. Hashtag FCF. So, I usually try to participate in at least FCF. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's always a hashtag for something.
Yeah, so they're a hashtag for all of them. But, yeah, so, I mean, you should be able to find
Saturday, you know, moon me on Monday, so. Yeah.
So yeah. So I mean, look for us. I mean, Big Gay Sex Show will pop up immediately. I think am I just Ouija on there? Ouija Wolf. I'm just Ouija Wolf Blue Sky. Mm. So, but you have to be. You definitely have to have your Blue Sky set for adult material.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. And you won't especially find us otherwise. Like with us, you can find us. I think it just BGSS, you know, we'll pop up. But yeah. Anyway.
Matthew pops up for any reason. He just pop.
These days, I don't know, a lot going on. My popping is pooping sometimes.
Oh, dear God. Okay.
I mean, not literally.
Well, oh, my God, he turned into that show. What? Big Gay Scat Show.
No.
It's still BGSS.
Hell no. We won't go.
Big Gay Scat Show.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's what we should have done for April 1st.
Oh, shit.
We should have done April 1st.
No, we're not. Like,
the Big Gay Scat Show.
Now, we did one time for April Fools. We did the Big Gay, Big Straight, Big, what?
It was, big, yeah, it was the Big straight Sex Show.
Sex Show, yeah. That was funny. Yeah, we did fun things back in the day.
Back when Pod was new.
Well, and Pizza. What was our network? The Freak Network.
Yeah, Freak and Rainbow. Freak
Network, yeah. Okay, we got one more listener feedback. So let's go ahead and just fill these out here. Okay, I'm at an age, let's be honest.
Lesbian.
I've been there for several years. Where I need to see hot shirtless guy. Oh, wait. This is Phoenix Dave.
There,
okay,
but...
hey, dude, we did that one. Yay. Okay, so we caught up on our listener feedback. Thank you guys so much for interacting with us. It really does us a lot of good, especially Ouija, because he needs the interaction and the adoration.
I need all that.
He's a big slut like that. Yeah.
You better say slut, because I'm not a whore. I don't sell it.
No, well, that's the thing, is I'm very careful about differentiating between sluts and whores. And frankly, I don't think there's anything wrong with either one.
Well, no, there's not. Know? But yeah. Yeah, I want people to know I'm charitable. And, I'm free, baby.
Charitable. We gotta be charitable. Okay, so we're gonna do one rec for this show and wrap it up here. And sorry, I know that offends you.
It does. No wrapping it up. We want it raw.
Okay. The Scruffy raw. Bader. I want to talk about the Scruffy Bader. Scruffy Bader, and you can find him over at Scruffy S. Scruffy Bader, BATOR, .bluesky.social. He has 44, almost 45,000 followers, which on Blue Sky is pretty damn impressive.
Yeah, it is.
He's got over 15,000 posts. He is gay. He's a Bader. He's a naturalist, an exhibitionist. Oh, and he's happily married. Aww. He's also precious. A side, a hypersexual, a solosexual, an autosexual, and here's the reason that I think he's pretty awesome too, is he and I were kind of talking about that we both have like ADHD and ADHD traits, and we were just talking about it, and it was very cool, so I appreciated that. But let me show you, Mr. Ouija. All of our listeners are going over and checking it out right now. I know they are. I know that's how they roll. But I want to show you Mr. Scruffy Bader. Look at that. Look at that beautiful uncut cock.
That is beautiful.
That is beautiful.
I don't think I follow him. I don't know how that's possible.
Then you need to follow him, because he is yummy. And
he is scruffy.
Look at that.
And he's a Bader.
Look at that. Mm.
Look at that Scruffy
it's
Bader.
Adorable. So, anyway, y'all go
Hold
over.
On.
What?
Stay right there. I'm going to get the lube.
Oh. There's one post that Scruffy Bader posted that is a forward of Babe the Pig Boy. And, he's got a beautiful face. I know you're...
And his legs are up in the air, so he's showing up whole as well.
Yeah,
and that's always a fun thing, guys. So there are some tops who don't want to see whole. They just want to see ass. And then there are some tops who love to see whole. Now, I love to see a nice hole.
So do you?
I do. But I've come across so many men who are like, no, I don't want to see an asshole. I just want to see your butt, you know? Which is kind of weird. It's like, okay, well, you're not going to just...
I'm good.
You're going
I'm
all the
sperming.
Way.
I'm sperming. Sorry.
Is his eyes rolling into his head?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little performative, if you ask me. But,
Hey, you know, there have only... How many times have you had an orgasm so strong that actually, like, pretty much happened?
Was that?
That how many times have you actually come so hard that your eyes pretty much really kind of did run?
There's been a good couple handfuls
of
times when it was so good that, I mean, I literally felt like I was going to pass out.
Yeah.
And I would have been fine with it. Or even taken to the point of, I'm not, you know, inciting death culture or suicide or anything like that, but you literally are so in heaven that you're like, if I died right now, I would be okay. Because it's so satisfying. So beautifully, amazingly satisfying.
Now, is that by yourself or with others?
I've had it both ways. But typically, myself.
Yeah. See, I was going to say, the times that I've had orgasms that damn strong.
Intense?
Were usually ones that I was... solo.
Well, it kind of
solo or siding, you know.
Well, and the thing is, I have really amazing orgasms with certain men, you know, and that's great. But there are times when I will have orgasms with myself that I am I'm actually, I feel terrible. Like, it's got some kind of, like, weird narcissistic thing, but I will be so in tune with my own body that mm-hmm. I'm getting off to myself.
Oh, well, totally.
So, I mean, yeah. You know, so, I mean, it's not like a thing of, like, oh, god damn, I'm so sexy, but mm-hmm. you're just so in tune with your body. And that's probably, like, borderlining on that whole tantric thing. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So.
Well, that's one of the reasons I got pissed off that they discontinued. There was a special vibrating muscle massager type thing, and it had these four prongs, and it literally was like it would hit my kind of G spot under my balls in the taint, right, and then each side of my dick, and then toward the top of it, and I would still be able to have enough room so that I could jerk at the same time. Mm-hmm. The most fucking powerful, amazing orgasms, and of course they stopped making that model. And so anyway, what is that? Where did that come from? Okay, so anyway, thank you. Thank you, Scruffy Beater. Well, thank you for being, you know, pretty
Scruffy.
Pretty cool. And
I gotta look him up, so yeah, send that to me.
Yeah, and talking about the being open about ADHD, because I am right there with you with that. All right, we're gonna go ahead and bring this episode to a close, and we want to remind you of a few things, including beating your meat to desert heat. Check out the latest issue of Desert Heat magazine.
Free, get on it.
Free copy of the magazine, right? Okay, and with hot guys in it. Also, our Bader Bomb, Empowering Men, Self-Care, One Penis at a Time, BaderBomb.com. So I swear, you guys, if you jack off and you use like lube and stuff, you will not regret this. And then check out the hottest sex on Blue Sky with Ryan Landers, XXX, who I haven't heard much from lately, but I saw a couple posts recently that actually one of them I actually popped to. And then, of course, Randy Morgan X. And you can check out the erotic writings of Chota Akate at chotaakate.wordpress.com. And you can find him through our Blue Sky because we repost some of his stuff. And don't forget, follow Daddy Clayton over at claytonxxx.bluesky.com. And you can find us over there, BGSS. Send your comments and questions to biggaysexshow@gmail.com. Find our links at allmylinks.com/Matt and Ouija. Join our Patreon page, patreon.com/BGSS. And remember that Ouija is the sweetest slut in Sacramento. And us to the close of this show. Well, you're actually a more of a kind slut than most of the sluts out there. In fact, there's a few sluts that I interact with that sometimes I'm like, damn, are people just fucking you to like take their rage out on what a dick you are?
You know, honestly, I think I'm more often a cuck fucker. So, I don't know.
Oh, I like that.
I just fucked the cucks.
You know what? That's great. In fact, I'm going to tell Chota. I'm going to tell Chota that should be a name of one of his books.
Oh, that should be.
Cuckfucker.
Tell him.
Yeah.
Cuckfucker.
Yeah. That's
fine. Or cucker bugger. I mean, but cuckfucker's probably.
All right. Great. Well, that's up for this episode. Okay, and we'll catch you in just a week or so.
Oh, I'm going to catch you when I catch you.
You're going to get syphilis just like you're.
All right.
We'll talk to you later. Terrible, bye. Folks.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.